Great to have you company wherever you might be listening. Back to your calls very shortly, 1300 736 736, and your speckled text as well. Quite a few coming through about whether to vaccinate or not, and the NRL dilemma that is about to become an AFL dilemma, whether a player should be made to before he can play, or whether if you want to have the choice and not get vaccinated, you simply aren't allowed to play. It's going to be a pretty volatile one, this one, for the next week or so before contact sport gets allowed by various state governments and the federal government itself. And we'll come back to your calls about the Adelaide Crows Football Club as well, and your text. 1300 736 736 is the number. But Max Markson has been good enough to join me. One of Australia's greatest ever promoters, thanks to Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. There's talk about a Mike Tyson fight with an Aussie like a Sonny Bill Williams, or who knows, maybe even Barry Hall. Max Markson joins me. Welcome to you, Max. Thanks for coming on the program.
Good to speak to you today. It's a weird world we do live in at the moment, isn't it?
It is a weird world. And Mike Tyson is one of the biggest people when it comes to sports people, or recognisable sports figures, if not just figures in general, around the world. You're telling me that Mike Tyson is considering having another fight?
Absolutely. He's people might have seen the footage of him earlier this week belting the proverbial out of his punching bags or whatever. And he's said he wants to do some charity fights, exhibition stuff. So we'll like Ryan Armatruda, who's probably Australia's number one promoter. He's promoted Mundine, Green, and a whole host of fights. He wants to bring it to Melbourne. And so I'm in touch with Tyson and his people about bringing Tyson over here to fight. And the Sonny Bill, Paul Gallen and Barry Hall have all put their hands up, and they're happy to be involved in it. So hopefully it'll happen. It won't happen until after the coronavirus and the international flight restrictions are lifted, and then we'll get his visa organised. So I would hope it's December or January, December this year, January next year.
Well, the world doesn't know who Barry Hall is. The world doesn't know who Sonny Bill Williams is. The world will know them if they fight Mike Tyson. Barry Hall's 43 years of age. Sonny Bill, I think, 34. Mike Tyson's 53. This would be phenomenal. I know you've promoted some big things before, Max, but this would be the biggest.
Well, no, Nelson Mandela was pretty big.
Yeah, okay.
I've been very fortunate to, and blessed to, have promoted Nelson Mandela, President Clinton, President Bush Sr., Tony Blair. Arnold Schwarzenegger's pretty big. So, and I brought Mike Tyson here in 2012, so I had a fantastic week with him and his wife Kiki and his two children, Milana, Morocco, and his mother-in-law for a week. So I'm hopeful that we can get Mike back. And, yeah, it'll be pretty special to have him fight here in Melbourne and do some speaking engagements to help promote it around the country as well. So that's the plan. Now we're just waiting for the coronavirus, international flight restrictions, and I'm sure we'll be away.
So you've earmarked Marvel Stadium?
Well, that's what I think it could pull, and Brian Armatruda says that's where we should do it. Otherwise, he was originally thinking of Princess Park, where Jeff Fenwick fought Azuma Nelson.
I was there that day.
Years ago. There you go. So who knows what will happen, but that's the plan. It's in the works. Time will show if we can make it all happen.
Would the MCG be a possibility then, if Princess Park's considered?
Well, I don't know. I just think Marvel Stadium's a better venue.
Yeah, I do too.
If you go there and you walk around, it's more intimate, it's closer. So I think it'd be great.
Have you got a rough ballpark figure that Mike Tyson will require on his check to get this done?
I have a lot of zeros at the end. And I think there'd be potentially you do pay-per-view with it as well. So there's serious money involved. And in addition to that, you'd get... we've raised a lot of money for charity. That's the motivation, I think, behind him doing it.
And he's become more than just a boxer, hasn't he, since his career ended? He's become a much sought-after speaker as well, and somebody that people love just chatting to. He's become a really buoyant, extroverted, effusive, enjoyable kind of guy.
Look, the week I had with him, he was absolutely amazing. He literally every day signed hundreds of autographs. He did one-on-one photos, literally thousands during that week. And I remember spending some, obviously we were traveling around the country, and I'm trying to entertain the children. At one stage, I'm teaching them how to walk like a penguin. So I put my waddles, my feet out apart and my hands down by my side, and I waddled along so they could follow me. So I turned round after I'd been doing this for about 4 or 5 steps, and there's Milan and Morocco, and behind them is the baddest man on the planet doing the waddling penguin. he's a good man. He's a fun man.
Is there anyone else that we haven't mentioned? Sonny Bill, Barry Hall, Paul Gallen. Is there anyone else? Because this might take a year or a bit before it's allowed in Australia, before we, you know, whether we get a vaccine or not, but it might be that long before we're allowed to have people filling Marvel Stadium. So is there anyone else that might throw their name up in the meantime that is a big Australian
personality?
You never
know your luck in the big city. Yeah, of course. I mean, look at all the big name boxers we've got here. You know, who'd be, you know, Mundine, Danny Green, who knows? You know, but I just think it's got to be a fun night. They're talking of having Taylor Harris on the bill as well for a world title fight. I've had calls from, I look after a guy called Eden Daly who was on Love Island, who's going out, who's had a baby with Cyril Paul from Married at First Sight. I think Eden wants to fight. I'm sure Cyril and Jessica are Married at First Sight. I did a deal for them to fight last year, which never happened. So they could be on the bill. It could be a fun night as well as a serious boxing night.
Yeah, well, charity and fun, one thing, but when it comes to Tyson and stepping into the ring, I presume when the bell goes ding, it's on.
Well, if you looked at that vision, I don't know if you saw it or not this week.
I did, yes. It was violent.
He's as powerful as he was when he was fighting and going in the ring and knocking out the best fighters in the world in under a round. And you know, he's like a windmill with it, the way he comes in there. So it'll definitely be a spectacle. I'm hopeful, and Brian Armstrong is hopeful that we can make it happen.
And I don't want to, you know, bring up the war, but is there a chance that the Australian government wouldn't allow Mike in, or is that okay?
Of course there is. Of course there is. But I was we successfully had his visa granted in 2012, and I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do that again later this year or early next year when we bring him back. And again, if we're raising funds for charity, that'll help as well. There's the proof of concept. He's well behaved. You know, he's 53 years old, the guy is. He's not a party animal.
And last question, Max. We're talking to Max Marks, and one of Australia's greatest ever promoters, Taylor Harris. Max, is there a chance that she could do big things in the boxing world outside of our shores?
Of course, of course. I mean, female boxing around the world is, and Muhammad Ali's daughter famously, you know, turned to it. And there's always a market for people. It's not just men or women. People like watching boxing. If there's a good boxer, you want to go and watch them. And that's what it's all about. The better you are, the more people want to see you. And if you can add colour to the movement, then that adds to it as well. The more excitement there is around the characters, that's what they want.
And how does she compare in terms of her ability on a world stage? Would she be comparable?
I'm sure she would. I mean, she's fit, she's talented, she can box. And you know, the competition, it's all about competing. If you can get a world title, then that'll set her on the road to competing overseas as well.
All right. Well, watch this space, Max. It's always exciting to hear stories like this. So thanks a lot for jumping on the phone and clarifying it for all of us. Good luck with it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Cheers.
Max Markson, to your calls. I don't know, James, you want to talk about it. 1-300-736-736. The open line, thanks to Werribee Kia. Your calls next.